Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting second. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lyle Mouton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chad Kroeter. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Kevin Tapani. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chuck Carr. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The DH, John Jaha. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Nilsson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ben McDonald. And now, play ball. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Martinez strikes out. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDonald fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Seitzer moves to second. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jaha hits a fly ball into left field. Mouton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Mouton hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Chad Kroeter is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kroeter hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lewis hits a line drive into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, With the score, the White Sox won, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson strikes out. 1 out. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vina hits a line drive into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nilsson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. 1 out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nilsson fields the ball and throws to McDonald covering. Safe. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Martinez moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martinez tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from Matheny and he is safe. Durham steals second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Matheny hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mouton. Matheny reaches second base with a double. Chuck Carr batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carr is 0 for 1 in the game. Carr bunts towards the mound. Tapani fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Matheny moves to third. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Tapani fires to first and picks off Carr. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matheny scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mouton. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Seitzer moves to third. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0 for 1 in the game. Jaha strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mouton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mouton hits a line drive into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kreuter is 0 for 1 in the game. Kreuter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first, with McDonald covering, for the out. Two outs. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mieske is 0 for 1 in the game. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vina is 0 for 1 in the game. Vina hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nilsson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Matheny is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Matheny hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Carr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carr hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Matheny moves to third. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Matheny scores. 2 outs. It's White Sox, 2, Brewers, 2. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nilsson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ventura for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Vaughn strikes out. 1 out. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jaha is 0-for-2 in the game. Jaha strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Nilsson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mieske is 0-for-2 in the game. Mieske hits a line drive into left field. Mudin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mudin. Nilsson moves to third. Mieske moves to second. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vina is 0-for-2 in the game. Vina hits a fly ball into left field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lyle Mudin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mudin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mudin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kreuter is 0-for-2 in the game. Kreuter hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Matheny is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Matheny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Carr is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Carr strikes out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Seitzer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gielen is 0-for-2 in the game. Gielen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gielen moves to third. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There's a wild pitch. Martinez moves to second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to home to get Gielen. Martinez moves to third. Durham moves to second. 1 out. Graham Lloyd now pitching. Danny Tartabull pinch hits for Harold Baines. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Tartabull strikes out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ventura is 0-for-3 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentin strikes out. 1 out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Vaughn strikes out. 2 outs. John Jaha batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jaha is 0 for 3 in the game. Jaha hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Brewers. Larry Thomas now pitching. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Fetters now pitching. Jeff Cirillo now playing third base. Turner Ward now playing left field. Kevin Seitzer now playing first base. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fetters fires to first and picks off Phillips. 1 out. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kreuter is 0 for 3 in the game. Kreuter hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Munoz pinch hits for Darren Lewis. Jose Munoz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Munoz takes first base on ball 4. Chris Snopek pinch runs for Jose Munoz. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Snopek. The throw from Matheny and he is out, Vina applying the tag. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.